Welcome to a special bonus episode of the Final Draft Great Conversations podcast. If you are a regular listener, you will know that the podcast has just celebrated its third birthday. And I wanted to share with you just a little radio moment that came from our on-air broadcast we're recording in July 2021. As we get started, I do want to let you know that 2SER broadcasts from the lands of the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. I'm recording on the lands of the Darug and Gunungurra people. I want to acknowledge the traditional owners of those lands, unceded lands, pay my respects to their ongoing connection to their lands, as I say every week, as I'm going to keep saying, because it stays relevant. This is stolen land. There are unresolved issues with the fact that, you know, European settlement in this country has not taken into account First Nations perspectives and their land ownership. Today on the show, I want to share just a little bit of a radio moment. We celebrated this anniversary. It's my 8th anniversary on the show. The show is coming up to its 30th anniversary. And I gave us just a little bit of a tour through the podcasting history just to celebrate. It's a radio moment on a podcast, and I wanted to share it with you. So here we are with Final Draft, Great Conversations podcast, third birthday. Hello, welcome. Thank you for joining me. Yes, you are here on 2SER 107.3. My name is Andrew Popel, and you've tuned in for Final Draft, which, as I remind you every week, is about books, writing, and literary culture. And every week, I just do an absolute stack of reading. I've got a fantastic little book pile in front of me right now, even. And present interviews with authors from across Australia, exploring our literary culture and exploring the way those stories engage with our society. I like to suggest that these are the stories that make us who we are, because in that constant engagement with art, it helps us understand more about ourselves. But sometimes I get so caught up in things, and look, who can blame me? Look, it's really easy to get caught up in things at the moment. Being locked down in Sydney, you forget little events, anniversaries, milestones. And so it was that a week or so ago, I completely missed a couple of really big milestones for Final Draft and also for myself. As of sort of a week or so ago, maybe 10 days, we celebrated 3 years of the Final Draft Great Conversations podcast, which is pretty terrific, like reaching tens of thousands of people around the world with this little podcast from Sydney's own 2SER. It was also about 8 years since I joined the Final Draft team, which is pretty cool. It feels like it's gone by so fast. I also learnt that Final Draft itself has a huge milestone coming up next year. Next year is actually going to be 30 years of Final Draft on 2SER. So today I thought, just in honor of all these milestones, we'd celebrate 3 years of the podcast and just talk a little bit about this whole kind of deal. Because maybe you're tuning in right now and you're going, you know, maybe you're a dedicated 2SER listener. Maybe you're a subscriber. If you want to become a subscriber, go to 2SER.com and you can click subscribe. There are all sorts of ways to financially support us, because we are a listener-funded community radio station. But maybe that's it. Maybe that's how you listen, in the car, maybe at home, on the radio, a little bit old school. But we have here at 2SER, we have a huge array, more than 30 podcasts covering topics as diverse as politics, music, sport, gender issues, history, and yes, books and art. In fact, we've got two incredible book podcasts, one of which is Death of the Reader. Catch those guys every Sunday night at 9 p.m. But the other one is Final Draft. And that's what I wanted to share with you today, because in the 3 years of the Final Draft podcast, we have racked up tens of thousands of listens with over 150 interviews featuring about 150 books. But plus, there's all sorts of bonus content that goes up every week. We interview we interview judges of prize panels to help us understand a little bit about what drives Australia's literary culture. We interview publishing figures to help us know what's going on with Australian publishing. I mean, over the last year and a half, we've discovered that Australian publishing is in a pretty healthy place. We've we've managed to increase sales, but that doesn't mean we don't need to continually support Australian artists, because Australian writers earn, on average, the figure is somewhere between $10,000 and $12,000 a year. Could you live on $10,000 to $12,000 a year? It's an incredibly small amount. And so Australian writers need our support. It means we need to buy their books. We need to engage with them. We need to boost this industry that does so much and has done so much, especially over this pandemic period. And so on the podcast, you'll find those authors. You'll find the judges. You'll find the publishing figures. You'll find the 2SER Book Club, which is a great short introduction to some of the greatest new books coming out every week. And you'll find all these things when you access the Final Draft Great Conversations podcast. And podcasting has just been this incredible, kind of boon for radio makers like myself. As I said, 2SER has got more than 30 podcasts, and they're not just radio programs on your digital device. Podcasting has a long history, and sort of what we now know as podcasting goes back to about 2004. I remember, 10 plus years ago, listening to all these incredible podcasts, and it was so convenient and so amazing to have these conversations. And nowadays, if you like a few statistics, podcasting, apparently there are around about 2 million different podcasts worldwide, with 48 million episodes, which is kind of incredible when you start to think about it, covering the range of topics from news, arts, sport, music. Here in Australia, statistics around podcasting suggest that about 87% of Australians are familiar with podcasts, like they know what they are, but relatively fewer people actually listen to them. So if you're checking out some podcasts, if you're checking out the 2SER podcast, you're part of a very unique and special minority. So about 30% of Australians have listened to podcasts, and that comes down to kind of like only about 25% of people have listened in the last month, and it's an even smaller amount that are actually regular listeners every week. And that can be because there's a perception that podcasts are kind of just like radio, that, it's already played and you're just re-listening to it. But that's really not what it is. And here on 2SER, here on the Final Draft Great Conversations podcast, tuning in every week for the podcast gives you this big open access to the interviews that we do. Because do you like book? I love talking books. And when I'm sitting down with an author, those conversations can go for half an hour, an hour. And I like to share everything from funny little insights and outtakes to incredible spoilery type of material that you probably want to wait till you've read the book for. I put that all in the podcast. So if you listen every week to the show, you've still got a chance to discover something new when you listen to the podcast. And you are all listening to the podcast. Look, 2SER, we are a Sydney-based station, and the podcast listenership is about 50% from Sydney. But here's the thing that I love. We are Australia-wide. People are listening in Melbourne, huge listenership in Melbourne, in Brisbane, in Perth, in Adelaide. About 75% of our listeners come from Australia. But again, we've gone international. The Final Draft Great Conversations podcast is listened to in places you'd expect, like the US and in the UK. But we're listened to across Europe. We're listened to in India, Russia, Indonesia. I've seen listeners coming from really unexpected places. So shout out to anyone who is listening around the world. It is so great to be able to share Australian books with you every single week, and I hope you're discovering some exciting and different reads. Because here on the Final Draft Great Conversations podcast, I do want to share those new Australian books with you. And so on the third anniversary of the podcast, it is so nice to see that we've been able to share stories with a range of authors, from debut authors, established authors, sharing stories from First Nations authors, looking at the way those stories are being told to, I guess, contribute to that national conversation around many, many unresolved issues. We live here, wherever you are in Australia, you're on unceded land, and the truth-telling, the storytelling that many Indigenous and First Nations authors identify as vital is going on in the books that they are producing, in the art that they are producing. Thank you to everyone who has tuned in. And look, if you are a radio listener to Final Draft, can I encourage you to check out the podcast? I'm not going to bang on for much longer, but because of all of you, we've managed to, yeah, not only reach the entirety of Australia, not only go international, you've helped me this year. We've pretty much doubled our listenership to reach, you know, about twice as many people as we were last year. It is absolutely fantastic to share this and to just get books out there. You probably want to hear a little bit of book talk now, though. And I thought on the third anniversary of the Final Draft podcast, let's go back to where it started. So coming up after this short break, we're going to go back to the very first episode of the Final Draft Great Conversations podcast. On it, I spoke with Bram Presser. Now, Bram has appeared since in a conversation. He and I sat down and chatted with Arnold Zabel about his work. Bram is an incredible guy, an incredible writer, and in this conversation, we go to his extraordinarily successful debut book, The Book of Dirt. So you are on 2SER, you're listening to Final Draft, and our very first podcast episode, going back in time with Bram Presser, is coming up after this short break. That's it for this little moment from the radio program. It's not really a great conversation, is it? Because it's just me talking. If you want to catch the conversation that I mentioned there with Bram Presser, that is actually a whole separate podcast episode. Subscribe wherever you get the app and it'll appear. It's not far away and it is a great chat. Thank you everyone who has come on this journey with me for the last 3 years. Please stick around for the next three or more. If you're loving the show, if you have book nerd friends like me that you think would enjoy it, please share it. You know, like just stick your headphones in their ears in a COVID safe way so they can check it out, or otherwise share it with them. If you are liking the show, please give us a rating. Please send me a comment wherever you are listening. This is Final Draft. I am Andrew Popel. Next week, I'm going to have a new book for you. But till then, happy reading, whatever you're reading. Bye now.